Welcome to the IRIS podcast. You're listening to a talk as part of the Scottish Conference on Inclusive Learning Disability Research, organised by the Scottish Consortium for Learning Disability, the Open University and IRIS. This talk was recorded on the 7th of June 2011. Marie Wolfe, Ger Minogue and Rob Hopkins, Ireland's Inclusive Research Network, Where We've Come From, Where We Want to Go.
Hello, we have formed the Inclusive Research Network in Ireland. We are going to talk about who we are, some of the research we have done, like all we want to say, and our relationship research, and then what we want to do in the future. Like getting paid research work, doing training with family support staff and midstream organizations, and working with international partnerships that Goldfic and the Scottish Consortium event.
Hello everybody, my name is Marie Wolfe. I live in my own apartment in Galway. I am in the Research into Action project and the Inclusive Research Network. I am a board member of Inclusion Ireland and the Brothers of Charity National Advocacy Council. I sit on the advocacy group of an NUIIG Galway University project that we're hoping to start in September for 2 years. It's a college and there's supposed to be about 8 people on it. And we hope to be, it's a thing about it is it's inclusive and it's with people who don't have, they're being classes with people who don't have disabilities and they'll have mentors and things like that. And I addressed the Minister for Social Protection at the launch of the National Advocacy Service.
My name is Ger Minogue from Milton Malbay, County Clare, on the west coast of Ireland. I am a graduate from the University College Dublin Citizenship and Advocacy course and founding member of the Clare Inclusive Research Group. Like Marie, I am on the National Advocacy Council of the Brothers of Charity and the advisory group of Going to College Galway University course.
So just to introduce myself as well, I'm Rob Hopkins from Myasthra in County Clare. I was a community artist using drama to work with community groups before becoming a service manager in 2001. And then after 7 years in that job, I was appointed a research officer for the Brothers of Charity in Clare. And as far as we're aware, we're part of this inclusive research network. That's the first appointment of a research officer, particularly working with people with learning disability in inclusive research. And I'm studying at the Inclusive Research Theory and Practice. It's a master's course at the Nora Fry Institute, Bristol. And I've been a co-researcher and co-presenter on several projects with the Inclusive Research Network.
What is Inclusive Research Network? The Inclusive Research Network is a group of people with intellectual disabilities, supporters and academic researchers from Ireland who do research. We train with the National Federation of Voluntary Bodies and the National Institute for Intellectual Disability at Trinity College. We have published 3 reports so far, carried out the first All-Ireland research surveys by researchers with people learning disability in Ireland.
Since the network was formed, you could say there is now opportunities for partnership work between people with intellectual disabilities, agents and academics on research projects. There are more opportunities for people to be co-researchers on projects. There are opportunities for professional researchers and those into teaching to learn about inclusive research. There should be a lot of support for staff in organisations to support us to do research.
And just out of that, I suppose to say, we were putting these slides together over the last few days, and we were looking at this chair, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
The Inclusive Research Network, this was the first document that was put together, marking out the path, how we got to bring the research together. It was done with academics and with people with a learning disability. And I suppose what was interesting in this, and this is why this slide was put up, when, Jay, you were looking at this, we were saying the way it's written up in the report, and this is an academic, you know, this is the interesting mix between academic people and people with learning disabilities trying to understand each other. It says here, the origin of the network came about as a result of the identification of a number of anecdotal deficits which existed in the intellectual disability research arena in Ireland. And then it says, for example, lack of partnership work with people with intellectual disability, lack of opportunity for people, lack of involvement with, a strong emphasis on clinical research, there's lack of. And Jack came to me and said, why is it saying a lack of? We're doing it now and it's actually happening. But it's because of the way it's written and the accessibleness of the way things are documented is one of the big challenges. You know, one of the big challenges in what we're trying to do, so we don't, we could try and keep the pace with each other as best we can.
We have practiced research skills like taking turns talking and listening, thinking of questions to ask in a research study, learning about different ways to do research, like focus groups, interviews, life stories, doing a survey, and using the drama in research.
There's us there, Jer, isn't it? Some training that we did originally with Trinity College.
Yeah. And Patricia O'Brien was
there. Patricia O'Brien's there, people might know or recognise her. So it was certain key personalities that got us going, really, to be quite honest. And that's how it's taken off.
We talked about the rights and wrongs of research ethos, like making sure people know what the research is about before taking part. The right and the wrong ways to do research, things like getting informed consent, doing confidential work where people are named, telling people that they can stop being involved in any time. Our first All-Ireland survey, all we want to say, was the first national inclusive research project conducted in Ireland. The project aimed to find out what life is like for people with intellectual disabilities and how the lives of people with intellectual disabilities could be better. Where we live survey. This was a national study done by the members of the Inclusive Research Network last year about where people with intellectual disabilities live.
The Where We Live survey asks questions about where people live. In Ireland now, people don't have much choice, really, in where they live. Like, what they should be from kind of moving when they move into service is to have their name on the housing list. And I think there should also be some life skills training for people like that and to have more control over their life and what they like and don't like. We found out people do not choose where they live or who they live with. That's a question I'd like to ask the audience. Do people choose who they live with?
Yeah, hands up, who has chosen who they live with? And keep your hands up if you're a person with a learning disability. Okay, we've got five there. I'm not quite sure of what that really totally proves. We should have done another study before that of how many people. But you're doing good. Okay, so it's just interesting and it's a question we're asking ourselves. A lot of things that people, researchers are coming into this knowing that they take for granted and finding people in situations where there are no choices. But rightly, people like Marie are getting very fired up about why isn't that happening for people with learning disability?
Yes. More people would like the chance to live independently. That's definitely something. I think it's something that we want to look into more in the future and kind of... And also, you know, something I thought I'd bring up, you know, the capacity. Some people reckon if you don't have the capacity, you can't consent. But sometimes different times in people's lives, they don't have the capacity. And other times they do have a capacity.
Yes,
it's about giving people the capacity too.
Absolutely.
Attitude should change for families and staff. And the community, to allow their family members to be more independent.
Inclusive Research Network 2010. Relations and support study, people with intellectual disabilities in Ireland. This was carried out by the National Institute for International Disability Dublin and the National Federation of Voluntary Bodies Galway. 20 members of the Inclusive Research Network ran 16 focus groups around Ireland from June to September of 2010. We asked people in the focus groups what they thought about having friends, boyfriends or girlfriends, and the support they feel they need. How can we do with the research we have done?
We chose not to go through all the findings other than to say people wanted choice and control to make their own choices. They needed support and control to make their own choices. And so we were asking the question then, and people have been saying, what's the purpose of doing this research unless it has impact? And we had found that there was a law in Ireland, we'll cover it there, that actually restricts people from having intimate relationships if you have a learning disability. Actually forbids them, it's against the law. So we're challenging that law. So what can you do with the research that we've been doing?
Now, we can use it to challenge laws. Through our research, we know that the Irish Sexual Offences 1993 Law is against the United Nations Convention 2006 on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The Law Reform Commission invited us to meet them and to talk about creating a new law. The Commissioner explained to us that the new capacity bill had been written and they would value our help and make their recommendations. The UN Convention Article 23 states that state parties shall take effective, appropriate measures to eliminate discrimination against persons with disabilities in all matters relating to marriage, family, parenthood and relationships on an equal basis with others. Being treated like a child. One reason people found themselves to have relationships or that in general they felt they were treated like children. Maybe people have different attitudes to other people. That having a disability, you're kind of looked down on. You're kind of treated like children. Our vision for the future. We have been asked to write an article for the Business Journal of Learning Disability about our research, and there are some steps of our recommendations. We recommend that more research to be done about sex and relationships, that more people with a learning disability get involved so they can know what they are talking about. Our research shows that we need more transport support to help us to make and keep friends. We need staff who take back seats and listen to what we need without telling us what we need.
We want to help make new, easy, understand policies for people who provide support services. We want to get more information and training about sexual and relationship. We also want to be involved in giving training to support staff and family members using our research skills and information we have collected.
Yeah, so I mean, even we were talking there, the Western Isles, the lady who gave that presentation there now about doctors really not knowing if this is part of their remit or there should be, is there a specialist service or not. We found, and this is what I was discovering in at the Nora Fry Institute, that people with a learning disability were actually doing training with health service personnel to say, this is what we're discovering, people are talking over us, people aren't taking us seriously. And I think, when we're talking about doing the research, there are positive, strong roles and jobs that people can get out of doing this research, because we're proving that people are in a position to do this themselves.
We need to get to the top table to take the opportunities when they come. We prove that people can and should be involved in learning disability research.
I feel more confident, relaxed, and there are important topics. From this experience, I am more used to public speaking and did my inspire other people to do the same.
This recording is copyright of Iris 2011. It may be reused in the terms of Creative Commons licences, attribution, non-commercial, share-alike 2.5, UK Scotland licence. Go to www.iris.com. www.scottishcultureweek.org.uk for more information.